Today on Yard Info, the lighter side of Jamaica news, Thursday, June 10, 2010, Parliament debates crime bills. Beanie Man boxes the 7-star general. And World Cup injuries. This and more.
Hey, Andrew,
welcome
what's
to
going
another
on?
Podcast. Johnny, yeah, it's good to be here,
it's
man.
It's wonderful to be here. Nicole.
Hi.
What's going on?
I see you're having a ball already, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even started as yet. Listen, we start off on a serious note, yeah?
We're never serious here, Andrew. Come on, not totally. Andrew's the serious one. He's, yeah.
There are some crime bills currently being debated in Parliament.
Right.
6 crime bills that have languished for some 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
They were tabled by our... which one was it? The JLP or the
I think
the
JLP that... You know?
Sometimes we're not sure which one.
If it's 2 years, it's the JLP that put it out.
They're being debated there. They're thought to...
Wait a minute. In light of all the crime that's going on right now,
yeah.
I think the crime bills have come up to be a very important part of the whole scheme to remedy the situation.
Exactly. And people are thinking that, you know, these are going to have profound effects on what is happening with crime.
Right.
However, some of the worries that now have arisen because of this have been with regards to human rights and
the
abrogation of human rights. With some of what is entailed in these bills, chiefly, you're talking about, say, for instance, of the 6 crime bills, there are 2 that are currently being debated. One, an amendment to the Bail Act. The other, with regards to Offences Against a Person Act.
Right.
We're talking about an amendment to bail that would see an individual being arrested and being held in jail for up to 60 days without bail, 2 months.
Okay, let me ask you some questions before you get into the bills as they are now. What is the situation now? How long can you be held for now without bail by the police?
I believe, and I can't say this with 100% surety, but I believe perhaps up to 48 or 72 hours.
Right.
So we're talking about moving away from 3 days to 2 months.
Without bail.
Yeah, you can't see your mother, your father, your woman, your picking them for 2 months.
Without a phone call?
Well, I'm pretty sure you'll have a phone call. But can you imagine, remember, no, you haven't actually been convicted of a crime. You've only been charged.
Right.
You've been accused, rather.
Right.
And being held in prison conditions for 2 months. There was a young man on TV just the other day who... he had burns all over his body. The inmates held him. It was actually... He's lucky.
Mm.
I don't know, this might sound strange. He's lucky he got away with burns. Somebody tried to throw an ice pick into the cell for them to take care of him. And fortunately for him, it didn't get in.
Yeah.
So they burned plastic bags and dropped the burning plastic bags all over
inside
his body.
Inside the cell?
Mm-hmm. No.
Do you think we need a change to our crime bill as it is?
I think that all nations should look towards amending their legislation over time as new technologies, as we find there are new paradigms.
Crimes, new
however,
crimes.
Yeah. However, one of the things that I'm concerned about is that for decades we probably haven't been utilizing the laws that we have on the books correctly.
Right.
And there have been, numerous records of abuse of powers by the authorities. Now, what's going to happen when they have more powers?
Mm.
I think what we need right now is good policing in the first instance, to improve our policing, and then we can also look, or simultaneously we can look at improving legislation as well to go along with that. Now, I should say that the JLP have... amended the original amendment.
Original bill.
Right. To now have someone be able to see a judge. They have to go before a judge within the first 7 days of being incarcerated.
That's a week.
And exactly. And then every 14 days thereafter if they have not been granted bail.
Right.
Another negative, though, is that the burden of proof is now on the defendant to show why they should be granted bail.
Okay, so I'm arrested for some reason or another.
Somebody just come accuse you of thief in them clocks.
And police come for me because bad man no wear clocks.
That's right.
In a pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm locked up by the police and I don't get bail for 7 days.
That's right.
And then I see a judge.
Yes.
And
right.
Then when I see the judge, I have to tell the judge why I should be released.
That's right. You have to prove to the judge that you did not steal the man in them clocks.
Wow. That kind of rough.
You understand? You have that to prove, you know, somebody so just makes an accusation.
I'm an innocent until it's proven that I'm guilty.
No,
I'm guilty until I prove that I'm innocent.
And so now you understand why some of the human rights groups are up in arms, because this runs counter to our constitution and counter to some very basic rights.
Right.
Another concern also is with regard to the Offenses Against a Person Act. And of course the gun possession.
Mm-hmm.
They want to set mandatory sentences, and I can understand where, because gun crimes figure in,
and we need to be tough on guns.
Yeah, gun crimes figure in 78% of murders in Jamaica.
Right.
You understand? So I understand and agree with them being tough on gun crimes.
Mm-hmm.
However, mandatory sentences of 15 years take away the leeway that a judge might have to view mitigating circumstances,
mm-hmm.
and say, well, listen, this young man who's been caught with a gun is not necessarily as bad as the other young man who used a gun to try to commit murder or to commit some other serious crime.
Right.
It also takes away the leeway of the judge to find that, listen, there are more egregious circumstances here. So this man shouldn't get 15 years. He should get more than 15 years. It goes against the plea bargaining agreement, which was just finalized in Parliament, which would allow people who are convicted or who confess to a crime to give up information or to cooperate and perhaps get a lesser sentence. If you have a mandatory sentence, how is it that you're going to get a lesser sentence?
You can't plea bargain if it's mandatory.
There's no plea bargaining there.
This is, like, I find that we seem to be, you know, you're putting you can't fix a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, say sometimes you have a sore,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to heal the sore, and the medication that you're using now is slow. It's slow, but it's steady.
Yeah.
It's slow or steady. Sometimes it might break out again. We just want to seem to put a big patch over that sore.
Or to cut off the entire arm.
And create a bigger problem.
It's,
you know what I mean?
Tantamount to the Chinese saying where they're using a sledgehammer to remove a fly from someone's face.
Yeah.
It's totally overkill in my view. That's my personal view.
I don't want us to become, you see, we're already such a nation that we're quite draconian in our actions. You know, if we're going for a criminal, we go to shoot him.
Apparently, there is no apprehension there.
Right. So now it seems like we want to not only shoot the person, say he might maim them, but we want to make sure that them dead, kill them, bury them same time. There's no postmortem. There's no rule of. There's no human rights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Element.
The enforcers out there would be the judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah.
And we, you know, I just want to repeat that I'm in support of us amending some of our laws to move along with the times, to make it tougher on criminals, because they are the ones who seem to be taking advantage of the advancement in technology and the advancement in knowledge. You know, we need to do the same, but we should not do so at the expense of our own rights and freedoms. That's all.
I'm in favor of a mandatory sentence for gun charge. However, I think there should be room there for leniency on the part of a judge.
Right.
Because that's what a judge is there for.
Well, this is what I would say, and I think this is what perhaps the opposition has been arguing for. You should have a recommended sentence.
Right.
So the recommended sentence for gun possession would be 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the leeway is there for the judge to make decisions to add or subtract from that, depending on the circumstances.
You might have a little boy, and we know this happens in Jamaica.
Right.
Kids are sometimes given guns to take to school or to carry to mass.
Just to show a friend or something like that.
Not even to show a friend, but also, say this yard gets regularly raided.
Right.
You know what I mean? That bad man knows, say, you must say, all right, the only place I'm going to have a search is my little brother who goes to school.
Uh-huh.
And so take the gun, you go to school with it, make sure you bring it back.
Yeah.
So that little boy is somehow get nervous.
Yeah.
And police, you know, search him and find that gun. That little boy with a future is now going to be locked up for 15 years. Who has never bust a gunshot in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the judge would be there now to say, okay, he's 15, 14, he has good grades, I think we should be lenient.
If I may quote the orator, when he spoke about Dorothy Lightburn earlier on in the year, and, you know, they always say words come back to bite you sometimes, you know. Our judges are not lubricated conduits. Mm-hmm. You don't just basically set this up in Parliament, in legislation, and say, you have to just do according to what we say you have to do.
Right.
Essentially, you give them guidelines, you give them recommendations, and they use those as well as advisement from other judges.
How about we start hanging the people who are on death row?
That will be another topic for another podcast.
No, but I mean, come on. I mean, we're changing this and we're changing that. How about we start hanging the people who've actually been sentenced to death row?
There are many Jamaicans who, of course, are proponents of
capital punishment. How about we do it in halfway tree, right?
Yeah.
How about we make a spectacle of it?
How about we do it in another podcast? and how about we move on to the next topic? Nicole, what do we have on top?
Beanie Man boxes the 7-star general. You know, I was at the funeral.
You were.
I went to Anita's funeral. Yes. Right.
Yeah, well, okay. Give us some background. Yeah, where did this happen? What happened?
Yeah. How was the funeral, first of all?
First of all, it was not a solemn occasion. You know, mm-hmm. it was more like a celebration of a life. And the church where it was held, which was Church on the Rock, Family Church on the Rock,
mm-hmm.
it's a very vibrant mm-hmm. Congregation. And so the pastor and everybody was more celebrating O'Neill's life.
Right. Just dance.
Yeah, you know. It's very much like that.
Yeah, right.
So we had members of the entertainment fraternity. They went up and they sang a beautiful song. And, you know, it sent goosebumps.
So it sounded like it was a great vibe, good spirit.
Yes, yeah, I heard.
So how did it devolve to this? Go ahead.
Well, apparently, they went to the burial ground.
This is on the way or at the burial ground when it happened?
Apparently, at the burial ground when they were leaving. Now.
Okay, this is after the funeral.
Yes, after the funeral. And, you know, in usual fashion, the 7-star general has to say goodbye to his many fans.
Oh, yes, his adoring fans.
His adoring fans.
That's right.
And so apparently I think it's a minor fender bender. Yeah?
So what, he hit...
He hit Beanie Man's, I hear, Audi.
Audi Q7?
Yeah.
Audi!
Oh, my goodness.
Audi!
You're talking about one of the most expensive vehicles on the road in Jamaica today.
I guess he didn't take it so lightly.
Uh-huh.
But to profess all of that, Minister Grange was at the... She gave a tribute at this church service, and she invited everyone there to take a stand against crime.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, neither of these two young men were there at the time.
Right.
Because had they been, I think maybe the outcome would have been different.
Right.
Because
the lesson would have been learned.
Hang on a second.
I think so.
Maybe. Remember, this is Self and Beanie Man, the doctor.
Don't we think that the lesson should have been learned from 2 weeks, 3 weeks before when O'Neill was shot? When you had entertainers gathering in Halfway Tree, singing to God and praying for O'Neill to recuperate.
There were so many entertainers, too, that were denouncing crime.
Yes.
After the shooting,
and this is why this topic is on the podcast. I mean, I know
I was gonna ask why we're talking about this.
I know people might take it lightly, but I tell you what, Johnny and Nicole, I found several things wrong with the situation which are totally indicative of our society today.
Mm-hmm.
To start off with, you're coming from a funeral of someone who was
violently killed, shot
mm-hmm. to death. If we are to believe L.A. Lewis's report, there was someone there along with Beanie Man. Who drew a firearm. Seriously, I have never in my life had a motor vehicle accident where someone had to draw a firearm. And it's called an accident for a reason. Yeah.
And
your papers.
Yes.
And your exchange information and you report it to the police station.
It's a very simple thing.
So this is, don't take it lightly. This is something that's very indicative of us in Jamaica today. The penchant for violence and for gun.
Right.
For the gun. This person is a licensed firearm owner.
Right.
But why draw your gun at this point in
What's
time?
What's interesting, too,
yeah.
is that these are two entertainers who know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if it's an accident with two people who know each other, it's usually easier to work out. Like, you can just get up and say, oh, it's you. All right. Well,
yes.
This is my document.
Actually,
how are you going to pay for it now?
They have a not so great history, you know, because apparently this is the second time L.A. Lewis has been assaulted by the doctor.
Well, Ewa.
Being forced to see a doctor.
Is it a habit for the doctor to do that?
Is it a habit for L.A. Lewis to be beaten by people?
That's what I'm saying.
But Andrew, you raised a very good point, which is, it's a very simple process.
Yeah.
If it's an accident,
uh-huh.
you draw your papers, you exchange papers, and you move along.
Right. Yes.
I tell you something else that I find, and also is indicative of us in society, and this is one of the reasons why we are where we are. it's a what, Audi Q7?
Yeah.
Expensive vehicle.
It's still valid.
What was Elliot Lewis driving?
As something.
Somebody suggested it might have been a Lada.
Something.
But hey, listen, we're too material. Let me just get to the nitty gritty.
Straight.
Our material possessions with big screen TV, with vehicle, with Blackberries.
A lot of us
all of this, we're caught up in all of that and caught we just don't business with one another
exactly.
again.
Yeah. Yes.
We're too caught up in material
fact,
possessions.
In fact, they value more than human life.
Yeah, apparently. Because, I mean, remember, you have school children who have died so somebody can steal a cell phone, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
a friend of mine said to me, you know, what is your life worth? And I thought about it because I'm now thinking of something so profound to answer. And he said, don't bother. Your life is worth whatever someone wants from you at the time.
Yeah.
So whether it be the cell phone, the vehicle, the TV, your car, you know?
Wow.
And that's so
No, this
sad.
Is my take on it, Johnny. Yeah, Nicole, tell me what you think. I'm thinking if you have enough money to buy an Audi Q7, you have enough money to fix it. And I tell you what, too. I'm the man who drives a taxi, who has a Toyota Corolla out there running a taxi. He might have some damage to his vehicle that will cost less than your damage to your Audi. But it's easier for you to fix it than for him to fix a little bearing on his car sometimes. Because a hand-to-mouth out there sometimes.
We know Beanie might be losing some money for not traveling to the States with his visa.
Yeah, perhaps.
So maybe that's part of the pent-up rage. But at the same time, Andrew, you're really making some poignant-ish
points on this.
Yeah, because we really have become not only too materialistic, but too egotistic.
Yes.
And that's one of the big things that created this argument.
Yes.
Like, because I listened to Beanie Man on another station, and he was talking, he described it as putting his hands over LA's mouth. He said, I had to put my hands over his mouth, right? I have to shut him up.
Yeah.
So that's straight ego. You know, LA Lewis.
And everybody
also
knows that it's impossible to shut up LA Lewis.
LA Lewis brags also that, you know, it took about $50,000 to be Beanie Man.
That is true.
Come on, like, you didn't need to. That's not where you do that. You give $50,000 to the mechanic who get fixed by being in one vehicle. But the ego, the materialistic nature of the people, all of that bottled up with just a negative kind of overbearing culture of violence created the situation.
We need to look at ourselves, honestly, because we're sinking
the
deep
Blackberries,
deeper.
The RDQ, whatever.
And I'm not saying people shouldn't, if you work hard and you're able to buy something and enjoy it, but remember what is priority.
Yeah, and if it have insurance, then you really shouldn't worry too much about
exactly. So the next thing we probably need to investigate is maybe the vehicle and insurance. Alright, so we have to produce ourselves, we have to move on to the next topic. Listen, listeners out there, and no matter where you are, Jamaica, USA, Canada, the UK, everybody's excited except for Nicole about the start of the World Cup tomorrow.
What is it, big up to our Canadian listeners? Is Canada in the World Cup? Canada didn't make it.
No, I don't think
Canada
they are.
Canada didn't make
but,
it.
But I want to big up DJ Bubbles based in Canada as well.
Bubbles.
Sting Vibe FM.
Yeah, man.
And before we move on, just a reminder, our listeners, you can get in touch with us at yardinfo@gmail.com. That's yardinfo@gmail.com. You can also leave a voicemail at 206-333-1769. Yeah, Johnny, go ahead.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're talking about World Cup, right?
The World Cup.
And I'm excited about the World Cup this year. One, because it's happening in on the African continent.
The motherland.
Uh-huh. And you have to understand, this is going to be the most colorful World Cup ever.
Well, I can't disagree with that.
Ever.
You know,
that's
the fact
true.
That it's in Africa, it has to be the most colorful.
It's going to be the most colorful. It's a melting pot of all melting pots happening right here.
Yeah.
It's going to be a voodoo World Cup.
Well,
I'm serious.
You know, it's good. It's a good thing you brought up the voodoo, because, you know, I'm wondering if it's
started already.
Them said bad luck worse than Obi, you know, so maybe it's bad luck.
And let me just say something. You have good voodoo and you have bad voodoo. That's something you need to know
as well. Yeah, something you're teaching me.
Yeah,
I don't know
voodoo.
Much about
there's
it.
There's a good gossip going on.
But is it voodoo or bad luck with all these players that are being injured?
Listen, as
before
and,
the World
and
Cup.
Will it still be as colorful or as entertaining without them?
Listen.
That is a very good question.
The World Cup is going to be colorful regardless of who is playing.
You mean even with a Didier Drogba out?
Didier Drogba will play.
He will use some good voodoo on the elbow
he's
to get him playing.
Listen, let me tell you something. He's questionable. That's the thing I always listen to when I'm saying he's questionable. There's no way Mm-hmm. The World Cup is going to go on his continent, mm-hmm. and him don't play. If they have a strap down that arm,
and put some chicken bone in the strap.
Put some chicken bone in the strap. Listen, somebody go and flash some goat blood on the arm.
Listen, declare yourself for me, please. More people declare themselves. Nicole, you might not be a big fan, but which team you're bringing for the World Cup? And don't look so exasperated when me ask you that question.
Mexico?
Big Mexico for the World Cup. That's right. No, stick with CONCACAF.
No, yeah, that sounds more like a question than an answer.
Mexico? She's sticking with CONCACAF.
All right,
she's
I didn't ask you where you want to go for your vacation. All right. No disrespect to Mexico. I mean, Mexico is normally a decent team. I don't think they're one of the favorites.
They've won the World Cup before. No. When it was on their continent. Didn't they win when it was on their continent?
No.
They went to the finals.
They hosted it. Mexico probably gone as far as a quarterfinal.
Didn't they go to the finals?
No.
Are you sure?
Argentina won it when it was held in Mexico.
Are you sure?
Mm. I'm pretty sure.
You're
pretty
sure, yeah. I don't think Mexico's ever...
So who are you bringing, Angela? Let's hear who Andrew's bringing.
All right, well, listen, I have been a supporter of the England team since John Barnes. Come on, John Barnes was one of the main reasons I started.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why these Jamaicans are talking about England in the World Cup, right? Because we are fed with English football from a barn, right?
Yes. That is true.
We're fed with English football from
that
a barn.
That is also true.
England has how much time?
1966.
And after that, when they won it again?
They've never won it.
They invented the game and they can't even win it more than once.
And I think that's true. Tribute to them because they've invented the game and spread it to the four corners of the earth.
Listen, the game spread.
Hello, you depend holy for talking. What? Declare yourself.
I'm going to declare myself.
And I don't want to hear you say.
Not only that, let's put up a money.
Hawaii?
Let's put up our money, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready, man. As to who's gonna, if not win, who's gonna go the furthest in the World Cup this year?
Let me hear you.
First thing, I'm gonna make a first bet with you.
Yeah,
America. Going to beat England first match.
Going to
Friday.
Beat them?
Beat them. First match
going
on
to
Friday.
Going to beat them?
The United States of America will defeat England's boys.
Well, listeners,
first match.
Listeners of the podcast, you heard it here first.
God.
Johnny
beat
decided
that
he wanted to give
right.
me some money.
The last nation to start playing football,
it's
the US,
beat.
Will beat... It's going to be, you remember that American Revolution where they beat the English on the continent? They're going to beat their bad on Friday. That's tomorrow.
All right, that's the first one.
We don't have to wait long.
That's the first
the
one.
The team that's going to win this World Cup,
yes,
believe it or not,
is. Drum roll, please.
Argentina. Oh, come on, you know what I'm saying?
Johnny, hold on a second.
I didn't even say Brazil, though. I said, listen.
If me didn't know, sir, you know, eat no breakfast this morning, listen, and there was a big truck in front of your driving, and you just suck up a whole bunch of fumes from the truck.
I don't want you to deny Maradona's boys. Uh-huh. The chance that they're going to win.
You realize some of the crazy things Maradona has been doing with the Argentina team.
That's why they're going to win. Maradona is a crazy player. Maradona used the hand of God to win the World Cup. You don't understand what's going on.
Oh, you must be out of your mind.
They have one player who is pound for pound.
Lionel Messi.
The best player
is
in the
definitely.
World.
Right now, the best player in the world. You're
Do I
absolutely
need
right.
I say more?
But there are also 11 players
I'm
on a football team
right now. Need I say more?
Yes, you do.
He's Messi.
Yes,
that
you
boy,
do.
Messi.
You
is
need to
messed.
You need to speak about the fact that Maradona has left out two of his best midfielders.
That's because they got surprised.
Oh,
you've got
to be kidding!
You don't understand,
Argentina.
But he has taken the team this far, Andrew. Wouldn't you say?
No, that's good, but I also would say it's lucky, and if you see the results, no, they scraped through on the last game.
Listen.
They scraped through on the last
a
game.
Win
We're
is
talking
a win.
About Argentina.
Did you see WIN
you
in
know,
the column after the match was done?
Do you know of Bolivia playing football?
Bolivia.
Uh-huh.
No, sir.
All right, well, Argentina get, I think, 6 from Bolivia.
No, listen. Uh-huh. That was like the C team playing the match. They're wasting their top players.
No, sir.
Listen, Argentina.
Argentina,
the story of the World Cup is it.
You won't have a backup. You may get a chance to have a backup team.
Backup?
Johnny, yeah.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, because
let's have a backup
team. We don't want to leave you with the Argentina.
Let's have a backup team.
Yes.
And I'm going to go straight Europe now for my backup team.
Yes.
Since you were in Europe with England, right?
Uh-huh.
The Netherlands.
Oh, well.
The Netherlands.
Finally, I have reason to agree with you on something.
Oh, listen to
yes.
this.
Can you believe
you
it, listeners?
You don't agree with me,
I'm actually
Argentina.
Agreeing with Johnny. Because the Netherlands have been, I mean, overlooked by many people, and they blazed through their qualifying.
And they've always been a solid team.
That is right.
Their
only fault is that they don't usually go all the way.
I am going to say this.
We're crowding out Nicole.
What about the African teams?
I am going to say this about the African teams. That an African team is going to be a spoiler in this year's World Cup. Them drums going to be beaten in the stadiums.
That's been said about African teams ever since Cameroon went to the quarterfinals.
And they were a spoiler. Because they beat England.
No. Hold on a second.
Who did they beat again, Andrew?
Hold on a
second. Did they beat England? That's all I'm asking.
No. Cameroon lost to England in the quarterfinals in the 1990 World Cup. Wow. England went out to the semifinals.
One love. I remember that match. They beat them one love. And you know what? They scraped that goal. It was like a free kick or something.
Cameroon, the only other African team that has done surprisingly well is Senegal. Right. I mean, the last World Cup was started to have the best crop of African teams. And
I have a question. Nothing. For you. Nobody's talking about the Safari guys. Any of them reached the World Cup this year? Like Egypt or any of those teams?
I think Egypt was missed out in the finals. Yeah, they missed out.
Because they usually bring some interesting players.
You still have some good African teams. But then, Johnny, we're talking about African teams. This might be the first ever World Cup where the host nation does not make it past the first round.
No, South Africa won't make it. We know that. Like, South Africa.
So this
won't
is history and a negative history being created, you know?
Ghana may make it to the Bafana.
Well, Ghana is one of my favorite African teams.
Yeah, they play with lots of music and rhythm and vibe.
Unfortunately, they've lost to two good players. Michael Essien and one other player, but one of my favorite African teams, and we hope they can probably pull out something here.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This might bowl you over. When is Jamaica going to make it back to the World Cup?
When we send someone to start looking after bread and bun and leave the football team alone.
When snow starts falling.
Yeah.
When snow falls in the summertime. Yeah.
We can, you know, but we need to institute a good program.
2050.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
It might not be that bad. We just need a good program. And we can't just be pumping money into trying to qualify for the World Cup. We need to have a program coming up from the youth stages. Even our referees, our coaches, we have to have a program that is geared, a first world type of program geared towards making our entire football a better football.
And I guess, like everything else in Jamaica, programs are short-term.
Is Trinidad in the World Cup this year?
Absolutely. No.
Nobody's represented the Caribbean?
No. And all I'm going to have to cheer for Honduras. Everything for Jamaica.
So I'm giving Honduras a chair. I suspect that's why Nicole picked Mexico.
No, I'm giving Honduras a chair as well.
Yeah.
I'm giving the Hondurans a chair.
Which one?
I said Mexico under duress.
Listen, the Mexican. Mexican,
I say you want an option. The opportunity to choose a new team.
But Mexico has a solid team. Uh-huh. They have a great coach. A lot of people are not talking about Mexico. They also have bona fide scorers. Bona fide forwards.
Yeah, they do.
So okay. Mexico is not
so
a bad
still not sure they're going to go past the second
Mexico
round.
Is not a bad team to pick.
They'll probably make it to the second round.
Mexico, don't forget, they still got African retention in their bones.
Okay.
So the teams with some African retention may go a little bit further.
Because I realize you guys have completely disregarded Italy, France, Spain.
France is a spoiler team as well. But I think this year, I love my player there. What's his name again?
Thierry Henry.
Mm-hmm. I love Henry. I think he's a dogmatic forward. But I don't think his team has the depth to take him.
People don't know about football, they know about Thierry Henry. France usually does well when you don't expect much from them, but and I know my very good friend Kishman is a big Le Blues fan, but
I noticed
France not going anywhere this year.
The entire podcast we've not mentioned the number one ranked team in the world.
Oh please, Brazil.
Is David Beckham playing?
No.
Oh, come on.
David Beckham wouldn't even play if he was not injured.
That's a sign for us to wrap.
Rooney is only playing. No, we only mentioned Brazil once. Really mentioned Brazil once.
Yes, and I know the Brazil fans out there are upset with us, and they can be upset all they want. Brazil not going anywhere.
Listen, I just want to say, people, look out for this World Cup. It's going to be a different World Cup.
Fans, you should be able to see my face.
Lots of guzzums. There's going to be lots of African drums beating. There's going to be some things happening.
There goes Umstart already.
That voodoo master going to be working his fingers and working them chicken bones. People, it's going to be great.
Hey, thanks very much for joining us on another podcast. They are World Cup edition.
It's a podcast. If you're listening from an iPad, it's a podcast.
You couldn't let that one slip,
no,
you,
no,
right?
No. Sorry, man. Ladies, no offense, okay?
Get in touch with us at yardinfo@gmail.com, yadinfo@gmail.com. Facebook, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/yardinfo. Twitter.com/yardinfo. And remember, Johnny is also on Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter.com/JohnnyBuss, BUSS.
Check out the band.
Glad to have you here. Hope you all enjoy your World Cup, including Nicole.
Go Mexico.
Sure.
Mexico.
Go England.
Go! Ha 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 ha!